WhatsApp Mandy
on 072-702-1702.
Hi, Mandy. Is it just me or is Nomsa failing to read the room? They seem to always be pushing for wage increases at places where the ship is going down. And when the ship goes down, then they don't have a plan for the workers. Case in point, it's the ComAir. They were pushing ComAir for increases. ComAir has gone down the drain. And they don't have plans for those workers. Now they're doing almost the same thing at Eskom. What is NUMSA's agenda, really? Are they planning to tank all the places where they have worker representation? Because for me, it's better to have some sort of salary than none at all.
Well, let's pick up on that right now with Pakamile Khlubi Majola, who is the NUMSA spokesperson. As I told you a bit earlier on in the show, we are now in stage 4 load shedding from 11 o'clock today. Eskom saying that is because of ongoing unprotected labor action by NUMSA over salary disagreements there. Pakamile, good afternoon to you. Thanks very much for your time on the Madeira Report. Perhaps first, if you want to just respond to that voice note, and then we'll get into the Eskom details.
Good afternoon, Mandy. Thank you for having me on the show. Indeed, I will. I think, first of all, let me respectfully disagree with your caller and also clarify, because I think she's a little bit confused about the different situations. ComAir workers did not ask for increases. ComAir workers were being actually accepted cuts in their wages and in their benefits. For over a year, they were earning only 70% of their wages. And what we called for at the end of December last year was that beginning of this year, workers should earn their salaries in full. That's what we called for. We didn't call for increases. And ComAir, as you know, is actually being liquidated, and its liquidation has absolutely nothing to do with workers. The reasons that were cited were there was the high cost of fuel, as well as the Omicron lockdown, and the fact that they were unable to raise funding in order to take it out of business rescue and make it sustainable. Now, okay. On the issue of... Oh, continue.
So I think maybe on the issue of Eskom, as you were about to get to, Pakamile, I think the sense maybe that she was raising, and the question I also wanted to ask you is around reading the room, because the argument from Eskom is that you need to play your part in making sure that South Africans have electricity and that we're in stage 4 because of NUMSA. What is your response to that?
First of all, we're not in stage 4 because of NUMSA. Workers are protesting at various power stations because Eskom walked out of negotiation. They walked out of central bargaining. And workers are angry that Eskom was so arrogant as to refuse to engage on wage demands that they could walk out. And their actions have actually provoked anger of workers all over the country who are now protesting at various power stations. This is not a NUMSA strike and it's not a NUMSA protest. It's workers at Eskom who are angry because Eskom has disrespected central bargaining. To get to the issue of wage costs and whether that actually has an impact on Eskom's balance sheet, we were able to demonstrate in our talks that Eskom's wages have no impact whatsoever on Eskom's balance sheet. When you look at Eskom wages for the members that we represent, which is in the Central Bargaining Forum, all 28,300 employees, their wage costs have remained flat between the years 2017 to 2021, 2022, at not more than 17.4 billion rand. So they've remained at 17.4 billion rand. Our wage demands, hold on, let me explain the whole thing because I think it's important that listeners must know this. Our wage demands in total are not going to cost Eskom more than 1.2 billion rand. Okay. Now, in comparison, Eskom comes to us and claims that they can't afford to pay our wage demand of 10% across the board, which will cost them only 1.2 billion. But when you look at where the money is going at Eskom, Eskom has not been collapsed at all by wages. It's been collapsed by the fact that primary energy costs have gone out of control. The cost of primary energy just in the same period of workers' wages, so these last 4 or 5 years, it has gone up from 85 billion to 116 billion. At the same time, the same Eskom claims it can't help workers out with a simple 12% increase can go and bail out Seriti South 32 in a deal that resulted in coal costs increasing by 104%.
Pakamila, I have to stop you. Sorry, because we are constrained for time. So I am going to jump in here. I'm going to jump in here. Sikonathi Mantshantsha, the Eskom spokesperson, has asked to respond to this. So I'm going to give him an opportunity to respond. But firstly, I just want clarity from you. This labor action today, is it unprotected?
Yes, it is an unprotected strike, according to Eskom.
And do you feel that Eskom has a right here to say, well, NUMSA should play its part because the country is now in load shedding stage 4 because it's an unprotected strike?
No, Eskom is actually the one that is responsible for how we got here. We've actually asked them 2 days ago. We sent an urgent meeting. NUN and NUMSA sent joint letters to the CEO saying that why did they walk out of talks? It's provoked a lot of anger amongst workers. Can we come back to the negotiating table so that we can resolve this? And okay, we find it quite shocking that Eskom can now turn around and say it's workers or it's NUMSA's fault for this happening. They don't even want to engage us. Even after we sent the letter, they don't want to engage us. So if indeed they care about what's happening to the country, the least they can do is come back to the negotiating table so that we can quell the anger of workers.
Okay, Pakamila, I'm going to put you on hold for a second. You can listen in to Sikonathi. Sikonathi is asked to respond to that. Sikonathi Mantshantsha, the Eskom spokesperson. Sikonathi, thanks for calling us and for coming on. What is your response to what Pakamila is saying, that this is Eskom's fault? You've walked away from the table.
Thank you, Mandy. Good afternoon, 702. Bargaining talks, wage talks, by their very nature, have a process to follow. Eskom went very well prepared into the talks, and the labor unions made demands for wage increases as high as 15% per annum. And as Paramedia now says, NUMSA has dropped its demand to 10% increase. Eskom made an offer to increase the wages by an average 4.7% for the year, which also caters to close or to narrow the pay deficit between the highest paid employees in the bargaining forum and the lowest paid. Once that offer had been made by Eskom, it was rejected by the workers as being unacceptable, and that was Eskom's final offer. Now, the wage talks process makes provision for any of the parties to declare a deadlock. So the inflammatory language that NUMSA is using is totally unwarranted. The wage talks allow for a deadlock to be declared by any of the parties to the talks, and that is what Eskom has done. Mandy, I must also respond to a question that I think we are going to ask just now about the letter that Paramil has just referred to.
Correct, yes.
I will get in touch with my colleagues in the HR forum that lead Eskom's team there to find out about that letter. As I sit here at this point, that has not been brought to my attention, so I'm not in a position to confirm or deny whether such a letter has been received.
Okay, I'm going to bring Pakamile Ban here and keep both of you on at the moment, because I think that the question really South Africans are asking here to both as Eskom spokesperson and NUMSA spokesperson is, we are now in stage 4 load shedding because of these negotiation disagreements between these two entities. How do you then tell South Africans that they have to deal with load shedding because you can't reach an agreement? Pakamile?
We would be happy to reach an agreement. We were entering this fourth round of wage talks, and the point at which Eskom actually walked out of talks was when we were asking them to account for the exorbitant escalation of primary energy costs. We simply asked them, why were they taking money meant for workers' increases and using it to pay billions in dubious diesel contracts for coal and IPP? And instead of them answering that question, they declared a deadlock and walked out of talks. So, I hear that Sikonathi says he's not seen a copy of the letter. I accept that. But the fact is, a letter was sent 2 days ago. We received a response from the HR saying, tough luck, we gave you a mandate. The mandate is that We are not going to negotiate further. End of discussion. They don't want to meet with us. So at the bottom line here is the ball is in Eskom's court. The only way we're going to resolve this is through negotiation and talking.
Okay.
Eskom needs to come back to the table. That's it.
So Sekonati, will you go back to the table so that we can get power restored? I know there's other issues, of course, that contribute to load shedding. It's not just this, but obviously this is having an impact. So can you get back to the table?
Absolutely, Mandy. We must admit right here up front that way before the talks or way before the deadlock, Eskom was load shedding and would have been at stage two currently. Eskom is totally committed and it is in its best interests to resolve this dispute. And certainly we will explore every possible mechanism to close the to break the deadlock, to break the impasse.
Okay. To both of you, thank you very much for coming on and for having this conversation. Phakamile Hlubi-Majola, the NUMSA spokesperson, Sekonati Mantshantsha, the Eskom spokesperson. So at the moment, we are in stage four load shedding. As Sekonati was saying there, and as I said, we know that we were going to be in stage two anyway because of capacity and constraints, because of various issues. But we are now going further into load shedding because of this disagreement. The strike is unprotected. Eskom has declared a deadlock. But at the end of the day, you and me and everybody else are dealing with stage four power cuts, and they need to get back to the table. They need to resolve this so that we can have electricity.